Thank you so much for allowing me to share my world of Genuine Connections horsewomanship with you. I'm excited for you to discover the life-changing possibilities that are available to you when you want to create interconnection based on love, peace, understanding, and the principles of the lead mare. It is an illusion that control keeps us, the human, safe, secure, and confident with our horse. Quite the contrary, the need for control and the use of pressure-focused training techniques keeps the horse in self-preservation and self-protection. Control, pressure, and negative reinforcement create scary experiences for horse and human. Accidents are even explained as normal. Treat-based training connects your horse to the treat and not you. But it doesn't have to be that way. The philosophy of my program and the step-by-step instructions that I will provide in this audio file for you will enable you to start building the foundation to create a deep, unshakable bond with your horse and solve any horse problems that you might be encountering right now, addressing and solving the root issue versus applying a temporary band-aid. Just like my mentorship student, Angel Ben from Australia with her horse, Harry. Harry had almost killed Angel prior to joining my program. Harry was a rescue and his barn name was Horrible Harry. He had broken the farrier's hand, charged people in the paddock, bucked anybody off who tried to ride him, refused to enter the trailer after a scary experience, and had extreme separation anxiety. So when Angel used natural horsemanship techniques to feed him away from the herd, he pushed her over and trampled her, severely bruising her kidney and putting a big hole in the backside of her knee, requiring 17 stitches. Angel says that the Happy Horse Inventory that you will learn about here in this audio was vital to restart the relationship with Harry. Nowadays, Harry is called Sweetheart Harry. He has wonderful ground manners, will meet Angel at the gate, and she can ride him bareback with just a halter. When your horse believes in you as the gatekeeper of her confidence, when you promise and deliver safety, security, and confidence through your mindset as well as your actions, emulating the lead mare and not the dominant stallion, both you and your horse can feel safe, secure, and confident in each other's presence. So what's wrong with the traditional horse training and even natural horsemanship? If you haven't met me yet, I am Peter Christensen. I'm the creator and founder of Genuine Connections Horsewomanship. And about 20 years ago, I hit the ground with my face first. And when I opened my eyes, the fence post was right in front of me. In that moment, my life changed when I realized I could have been paralyzed, I could have died. I had listened to my neighbor, a traditional horse trainer. She had all the fancy buckles and trophies, was older than I, and I thought she must know better. Yet every fiber of my body told me this is a bad idea. Nevertheless, I got on my horse. I was told, don't be a weenie and let him get away with that. Show him who's boss. Shorten those reins and make him do it. I was so tense and tight, and so was my poor horse. As soon as I was in the saddle, he reared, bucked, the reaction of a desperate horse, afraid for his life, and then he sent me flying through the air. For years thereafter, I lived with brace, tension, worry, anxiety, stress, and fear. At one point, I thought, maybe it's better to give up horses altogether. But then I finally realized what I've been told all along wasn't working for me, nor for my horses. Traditional horse training, and even natural horsemanship, is based on the communication of the dominant stallion and the idea that control, pressure, and force provide safety for the human. The result? The horse doesn't feel safe, and therefore stays in self-preservation and self-protection, still capable of reacting twice as fast as a highly trained human athlete. And let's face it, Who of us horse lovers is a human athlete? Our horse might even be 3, 4, or 5 times faster than we ever will be. Control and dominance as a means of staying safe is an illusion. Quite contrary, these training methods keep your horse in a state of mental, emotional, and physical tension, making real, true, genuine interconnection impossible, hindering progress, and opening the door for scary experiences and even accident. And let's face it, if you are a heart-centered human being, it just doesn't feel good to us to be dominant and to assert pressure and control. You want to connect with your horse. Connection is nowadays a buzzword, and I cannot help but be surprised what methods people are willing to use to create what they call connection. There are trainers who talk about connection, yet they chase the horse's hind and around when she offers to nip the human while tightening the cinch, obviously being in pain. The horse desperately tries to make herself heard. While the trainer sees it as naughty and disrespectful, a horse that needs to be reprimanded. The trainer who chases his horse in the round pen and then talks about joining up. Yet the horse has no choice to run or choose the smaller evil, stand next to the human. The same human who is willing to apply pressure so he can take it away when the horse gives in. Connection, anyone? For me, connection is a two-way lane. I offer connection. I listen. I see my horse. I value her feedback and I honor her feelings. That's when the horse has no more reason to engage in self-preservation and self-protection. Quite the contrary, your horse will happily choose you as lead when you have proven that you have the wisdom and experience to create safety and security by making benevolent decisions for a herd of two. And the best part is, you don't have to be an experienced horsewoman to show love, peace, and understanding, and learn the principles of the lead mare. Female leadership is in us, and now is the time to claim it in our horsewomanship as well as in our everyday life. In the wild, the dominant stallion drives the herd forward to protect the herd while supporting the lead mare's decisions. But no horse follows the dominant stallion. And the lead mare does not round up the herd. She does not drive the herd forward. She simply knows that all horses will follow her, including the dominant stallion, without questioning her decisions. She did not earn her position through fight and dominance. She was chosen. The herd stallion keeps his position for 2 to 2.5 years until a younger, more dominant stallion will take his position. Yet the lead mare is often an older horse and not even in her best physical shape. But her age gives her the wisdom and experience to perform her job well and to make decisions based on the fact that they are benevolent for the entire herd. Who would you like to be, the dominant stallion or the wise lead mare? How the Happy Horse Inventory can help you and your horse. When students join my mentorship programs, something isn't working. Sometimes it's the human simply craving more connection with her horse, but hitting a glass ceiling. Sometimes the horse is seemingly stubborn and uncooperative, frustrating the human with annoying behaviors, and many times it's as complicated as the horse bucking, rearing, kicking, biting, bolting, spooking, and more. All students have one thing in common. Their horse is in various levels of self-preservation and self-protection. And while it's important to know our horse's characteristics, both the unconfident and the confident horse can be unsure of us due to how we show up and what training methods we use. As prey animals, horses are super detail-orientated. Whether you are craving more connection or you need to fix a horse problem, We need to find out what those missing details are in order to create positive change for you and your horse. By providing you with the Happy Horse Inventory, I take the guesswork out of it so you can create once and for all that rock-solid, unshakable bond with your horse that you've been dreaming about ever since you and your horse got together. I have developed the Happy Horse Inventory questionnaire focusing on 10 tasks so anybody can easily develop clarity and formulate an action plan to create progress and positive change. These 10 tasks are everyday tasks because from the moment you approach, literally every step of the way, your horse builds an opinion of you. Our horses evaluate who we are, what we do, and how we do it, what we bring to the table, the very moment we approach our horse. While we humans think that training our horse starts in the arena or round pen. However, in this very moment when we approach, our horse starts to evaluate us and how we will take care of her safety, security, and confidence. In that very moment, our horse can either decide to relax, believe, and trust in us, or whether to stay in self-preservation and self-protection. But of course, it doesn't end there. Every moment we spend with our horse will reevaluate. And that's where the magic of the Happy Horse Inventory comes in. Here is where you learn how to build the true foundation of real and genuine interconnection. In this audio, we will start with the 6 essential Happy Horse Inventory tasks. Each task builds on the next, and done with your horse in mind, they can create a 100% solid, unshakable bond before you even start with groundwork and think about riding. The Happy Horse Inventory opens the doors to refined communication based on intent, energy, and body language, and your horse will love you for it. While it might sound too good to be true, while you might think, oh, this is too simple, the HHI reveals the small and also important details that keep your horse in a state of mental, emotional, and physical brace and tension. Those little unknown details that brought you here listening to my audio in the first place. So let's find those pesky little details. Then it will be easy to create a step-by-step action plan that will help you and your horse find relaxation, the must-have ingredient for trust and willingness. And if you want me to be your personal connection and confidence mentor, you can contact me and check out my membership and my mentor program. Trust and willingness lead to interconnection. Both you and your horse can feel safe, so you can unlock those dreams you had when you first bought your horse. A word of caution. Before you get started with the art of taking inventory, please know that taking this inventory will positively change the way you view horse training and will open possibilities for amazing growth. You will be able to celebrate what's already working, and you will have a clear understanding what's not working yet. Yet, this little 3-letter word, it opens up the door for positive change and transformation. While the dominant horse trainer will blame the horse for things not working, the non-assertive horse trainer will often blame herself. When we get stuck in the blame game, we cannot be the lead for our herd of two. The lead will also keenly observe, assess what is working and what's not working yet, and formulate her step-by-step plan, keeping her horse's feelings and feedback front and center. Take this inventory with an open mind, excited for what's to come, allowing yourself to see the possibilities that didn't seem available before. Become the detached detective to make the most of it. Your goal is to look at facts while not allowing any negative feelings that might come up to take over. We humans have a tendency to look at things that don't work, and then we create more of what doesn't work. To master the art of taking inventory, it is important for you to celebrate what works and to look at the things that are not working yet, knowing that taking an inventory will enable you to create a strategic roadmap for positive change and transformation. You will walk away having gained clarity and focus. And horses love clarity and focus. The four key elements you must evaluate and establish to create real, true, and genuine interconnection. We need to take inventory of healthy boundaries, mini and micro thresholds, healthy posture and proper biomechanics, and your horse yielding and following a feel, never more than 100 gram or 3 ounces, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Boundaries, healthy boundaries. There are 3 areas that we must establish healthy boundaries. First of all, horses establish the herd hierarchy by having space conversations, setting boundaries through space conversations. We heart-centered horse lovers often struggle with space conversation because we want our horse to be close to us, while horses often, when they are close to us, occupy space with a shared space, and therefore believe that we are not the lead. Your personal space, at least as far as your arms can reach, and maybe even up to 20 feet or more if you have a horse that currently bites, strikes, kicks, charges, or threatens you, is by invitation only. But we not only need to set boundaries between us and our horse, we also need to set boundaries for ourselves, for your own thresholds. When we blow through mini and micro thresholds ourselves, our brain will go in hyper alert mode and will make being with our horse miserable. If you have encountered thoughts of avoidance, thoughts of, I don't know whether I want to ride my horse, then you have already blown through mini and micro thresholds. Therefore, it will be important to look for any sign of unconfidence, even if it's something as simple as at home wondering whether you should go to the barn today or not, getting little butterflies in your stomach, the heart rate changing, and your breathing rate changing as well. That's when it's time to set healthy boundaries for yourself and acknowledge and work on your mini and micro thresholds so your brain can find relaxation. We not only need to set boundaries for our horse and ourselves, we also need to set boundaries for others. The well-meaning friends and family members, the barn owners, the so-called experts, and even the experts that are in your horse's life, such as the vet or farrier. When you allow outsiders to treat your horse in a way that does not align with your belief system, your horse will notice the incongruence and will therefore doubt whether she truly can trust and believe in you. It will be vital to set boundaries around your belief system and the fact that your horse wants to be treated with love, peace, and understanding, and the principles of the lead mare in all aspects of her life. Mini and micro thresholds. In traditional and even natural horsemanship, it is normal not to address mini and micro thresholds because logic says your horse is trying to get away with XYZ. Your horse is not wanting to work. You need to be the boss. Don't be a weenie. Make your horse do it. The solution, dominance, control, and pressure-focused training techniques And the horse therefore stays in self-preservation and self-protection, making scary experiences and even accidents normal. After all, have you heard that somebody says you're not a horsewoman yet if you haven't fallen off your horse? In my opinion, horsewomanship should be like going to the mailbox. Can I stumble and fall when I go to the mailbox? Of course I can. But what are the chances? When my horse feels safe, secure, and confident with me, that's when I can feel and be safe, secure, and confident with my horse. When we believe in heart-centered horsewomanship, we must know that our horse is trying to survive. When we do things that our horse does not feel safe, secure, and confident with, whether on the ground or under saddle, that's when our horse will engage in self-preservation and self-protection. So it is vital to not only address obvious thresholds such as biting, striking, kicking, charging, running off, spooking, arguing, balking, napping, not wanting to stand still, and you can fill in the blanks. We also must address mini and micro thresholds. When our horse starts to brace, when our horse starts to get anxious, when our horse wonders, am I still okay? We also must address the mini and micro thresholds. When the wrinkles appear the nose and the mouth area, when our horse presses his tongue against the roof of the mouth, when her nose points an inch away from us, the head going up a couple centimeters, a swish with the tail, a hard look, maybe some nibbling or nipping before it turns into biting. In my membership and mentorship programs, I show strategies how to find and address thresholds. The purpose of the Happy Horse Inventory is your first step, the awareness and the understanding why they happen in the first place. It is also vital to address the thresholds in the humans. Like I said, you need to set boundaries for yourself. So pay attention to your heart rate, your breathing, any butterflies in your stomach. We address whatever threshold comes first, whether it's the humans or the horse's thresholds. By the way, when you honor your horse's thresholds, you also accept and address your horse's initial boundaries. Because after all, boundaries go both ways. Healthy posture and proper biomechanics. When we address and honor our boundaries and our horse's thresholds, we set our horse up for healthy posture and proper biomechanics the moment we approach. When your horse feels safe, secure, and confident with you, your horse has chosen to forego self-preservation and self-protection and can now find relaxation, which means there is no brace, tension, worry, stress, anxiety, or fear. But here is the important thing. Don't just look for the physical aspects of it. Start with the mental and emotional component, and the physical aspect will follow. Teaching a head-down cue with positive reinforcement is not the way to go. Using side reins or draw reins will not help your horse find mental and emotional relaxation. Much to the contrary, all these gadgets help your horse to stay in self-preservation and self-protection and will not release brace, tension, worry, stress, anxiety, or fear. Yield and follow a feel. Most horse training programs talk about the horse yielding to pressure. In order to do so, they escalate the pressure until the horse complies. Pressure comes in many forms, physically, mentally, and emotionally. It's the make the horse do it or cause it to happen. Whenever we are attached to the outcome, when we want things to happen, we lose connection with our horse, her feedback, and her feelings. That's why I prefer the idea for my horse to follow and yield to a feel, never more than 100 grams or 3 ounces. This means that your horse willingly follows the feel, whether it's the feel of the halter, the feel of your leg or hands, or your thoughts. We work with intent, energy, and body language to help our horse learn to yield and follow a feel. After all, by nature, horses push into pressure. And sadly, I know that horses have broken their own neck when they pulled backwards being tied because they did not know that one step forward would release the pressure that they were fighting against. Now that we address the four key elements that you need to look for in the Happy Horse Inventory, let's talk about the four building blocks of genuine connections horse-womanship. You might have heard of the pyramid of classical dressage, rhythm relaxation, connection impulsion, straightness, and collection. In Genuine Connections Horse-Womanship, the Happy Horse Inventory is our way to create rhythm through daily positive patterns with everyday tasks. Then we have the basis for relaxation, mental, emotional, and physical balance for the human and horse. Rhythm and relaxation then builds the foundation for connection, for interconnection, not connection to the bit, because it is way more important to be connected with our horse and that our horse is connected to us, giving and receiving reciprocity between human and horse. That's when horse and human can feel safe, secure, and confident together. Really, it's that simple. That's when you have the four building blocks: rhythm, relaxation, interconnection, safety, security, and confidence, to then create impulsion, straightness, and collection. When your horse feels safe, secure, and confident, it will be easy to work towards the top of the pyramid. Now let's get to the six essential Happy Horse Inventory tasks. Task number one, approaching your horse. Every moment you spend with your horse, from the very moment your horse notices you, she, being a prey animal, builds an opinion about you and decides whether to engage in self-preservation and self-protection or not. The way you hold yourself, how you honor your own personal space, how you honor your horse's personal space, whether you are present and mindful, respecting your horse's feedback and feelings or not yet. Your horse makes a decision, often within a split second, whether you are indeed his or her lead or not yet. He lays the wonderful opportunity to make a real difference for your horse and yourself. So, which statement currently applies to you and your horse? Number one, my horse has a positive expression and is eager to see me. She will walk, run up to me on a regular basis, whether I carry a halter or not. Number two, my horse does not always meet me, but allows me to approach her with no problems at all times. Number three, my horse is unsure during the approach. She tends to pin her ears, swishes her tail, has wrinkles around her nose and mouth area, and or turns away when I approach. Number four, my horse runs away when I enter the paddock. I currently have a hard time catching my horse. Remember, right now you are taking an inventory. Whatever is not working yet, it can be fixed. Task number two, feeding your horse. In the wild, the herd is spread out over a large area, moving and grazing together as a unit. Here in Humansville, things are different. There is often a lack of resources when it comes to space and even food. It will be vital to address your horse's everyday needs in order for your horse to be the partner that you're dreaming of. 24/7 roughage, movement 24/7, having friends and horse appropriate shelter is vital. We often bring the feed to our horses, and therefore our horses engage in space conversations during feeding times. Those space conversations are used to establish each horse's position within the herd. The confident, dominant horse will claim and demand space, while the less confident and less dominant, more passive horse will easily give up space and move away. All horses honor the lead mare's personal space, and she does not engage in any dominance games. Setting clear boundaries during feeding times will be vital so your horse can see you as lead in your herd of two or more. In order to avoid dominant space conversations, your horse might challenge your position, become defensive or offensive. Clearly define your personal space versus asking your horse to move away. This way, the conversation is about your personal space only, just like the lead mare. Remember, some behavior during feeding times is because our horses are kept in a not natural environment. Many things that show up in humans will not occur in the wild. Now let's look at the four statements and which one applies to you and your horse. My horse has a positive attitude during feeding times and always respects my personal space. Number two, I have to back up my horse when I bring food and or treats, but then she is okay. Number three, my horse is somewhat protective of her food, pins his or her ears, and or invades my personal space when I'm feeding, giving treats. Number four, we are dealing with food aggression towards me and or other horses. My horse is a cookie monster with a slogan, hand over the food now and nobody gets hurt. Task number three, haltering your horse. Being a prey animal, your horse is keenly aware of your motives and intentions. In traditional horsemanship, the halter and lead rope are often used to control the horse, effectively taking away the animal's ability for flight. Many horses associate poor experiences with a halter. Here lies your opportunity to release brace and tension that is otherwise transferred into our daily interactions with our horse. The halter and lead rope can be used as a gentle communication tool, adding wholehearted clarity to your conversation. When you cleanly observe your horse's feedback and feelings, ready to adjust your communication as necessary, your horse can feel safe and secure, heard and acknowledged at all times. An absolute necessity if you are looking for interconnection, relaxation, and confidence. When my students join my membership and mentorship program and we do an evaluation, every horse has some form of brace around haltering. It cannot be underestimated, and it is vital to look for all mini and micro thresholds around this task. Let's look at the four statements and which one applies to you and your horse. Number one, my horse willingly, with a positive attitude, lowers her head while maintaining a relaxed body posture when I offer the halter. And she is a participating partner while I tie, buckle the halter. Often horses have learned to lower their head to be haltered. That does not necessarily mean that your horse is okay with a haltering process. Make sure you look for those mini and micro thresholds. Number two, my horse stands still but doesn't participate in the haltering process. Breathing and body posture is mostly relaxed. Number three, my horse stands still but tends to put her head up or away, trying to avoid the halter, and is not necessarily relaxed. Number four, I currently have a hard time or cannot halter my horse. Task number four, leading your horse. Are you currently the leader when leading your horse? It seems such a simple task to travel from point A to point B with our horse, yet many challenges can arise. Each and every task of the Happy Horse Inventory builds on the next. Therefore, it is paramount that you solve each task before you proceed to the next. Otherwise, you will be adding layers of brace, tension, and resistance to your interactions and relationship with your horse. No fun, and also not safe. Helping your horse to accept your personal space without invading it, while truly following you, with you in the lead position, can add another positive layer of interconnection, relaxation, and confidence for you and your horse. One of my pre-ride safety checks is, can your horse walk, trot, stop, back up, turn left and right with slack in the lead rope at all times? Your horse is not lagging behind, nor is your horse passing you. So, which of the four statements currently applies to you and your horse? My horse always, willingly and with relaxation, walks, trots, and stops with me while honoring my personal space. She's keeping a respectful distance, especially with her nose, neck, and shoulder. Number two, my horse walks, trots, and stops with me, but I sometimes have trouble handling my horse while leading. For example, my horse bumps his shoulder into me and comes too close or passes me. Number three, at times my horse pushes into me, pulls on the lead rope, doesn't want to walk, trot, and or stop with me. Number four, I do not always feel safe leading my horse, or currently leading is even impossible. Number five, picking your horse's feet. One of the most important tasks when it comes to assessing whether your horse is willingly and happily allowing you to be the lead in your herd of two. When we ride, we, the human, need to be in charge of direction and speed in order to be safe. Yet, so many times, I see horse owners struggle with the task of picking up feet. What makes us think that our horse will 100% relent her feet to us when we are in the saddle, when we struggle to do so on the ground? Picking up feet is part of my Get Ready to Ride sequence and safety check, which is all about your horse's mental, emotional, and physical ability to be balanced and relaxed. This task is a vital task that corresponds directly to your horse's rideability. So, which of the four statements currently applies to you and your horse? I can easily pick up 4 feet at liberty. My horse is a participating partner, does not lean on me, and relents all her 4 feet with relaxation and confidence, whether it is picking up, holding, or setting the foot back down when and where I choose. Number two, I can pick up all 4 feet with a halter, lead rope, and or my horse being tied. Number three, my horse is not always willing to lift, lower her feet when I ask to do so. Number four, my horse fights with me over picking up her feet. Farrier visits are more and more frustrating for me as well as for my horse. Do not underestimate the power of picking up your horse's feet. Robert, a colleague of mine, took on a horse with a history of bucking. His assistant prepped the horse, came into the arena, mounted, and was very unceremoniously bucked off. Robert asked, "Which foot did you struggle with when you picked up his feet?" "The left front," his assistant replied. "That's the foot the horse pushed himself off into the buck," Robert said. Only when your horse relents his or her feet to you happily and willingly, because she feels safe, secure, and confident with you, will you be safe, secure, and confident with your horse. Being with and riding horses should be like going to the mailbox. I've said it before. Can I stumble and fall and get hurt going to the mailbox? Of course I can, but what are the chances? Accidents happen because your horse does not believe you are her lead yet and does therefore not trust and confide in you yet. I have 7 steps to success when it comes to picking up feet. Number 1, your horse must feel comfortable with you being in her presence. Number 2, ask your horse to shift her weight over to the other side. Number 3, pick up the foot. Number 5, handle the foot. Number 6, spiral the foot down. That is very important. It gives a new input to this nervous system and helps your horse to stay present. Number 6, rest the foot on the tippy toe, even the front feet. That means your horse's leg is 100% relaxed. Number 7, make sure your horse waits in this position until you ask her to shift the weight back on this foot. Task number 6, grooming. Grooming is often a task of cleaning our horse, but it can be so much more. By nature, horses roll in the mud, dirt, and sand to groom and protect themselves from the elements as well as the insects. Our human desire to have a shine, clean, well-groomed horse is in direct contrast to that. Using our grooming session first and foremost to help our horse feel good will put many positive deposits in your horse's emotional bank account. Make sure you observe your horse's feedback and feelings so your horse feels heard, seen, and understood. Please, a word of caution, do not use cross ties. Cross ties are designed to control your horse and are not a relationship building tool. Now, which one of the 4 statements applies to you and your horse? Number 1, I can groom my horse at liberty. I see grooming as more than just cleaning my horse. It's a bonding task and we enjoy it very much. My horse willingly allows me to touch every part of her body. Number 2, I groom my horse with halter, lead rope, and or while being tied. She stands still and I can touch her everywhere. Number 3, my horse has areas of her body that she does not want me to touch yet, and or my horse gets tense and stiff when I groom her. Number 4, my horse does not enjoy our grooming sessions yet and is actively protesting. The majority of horse training programs, instructors, and trainers will tell you that the solution to create deeper connection with your horse and to solve horse problems lies in groundwork and round pen training. I say baloney because horses as prey animals, from the moment we approach, build an opinion of us. And our horse will respond to what we bring to the table and how we show up. From the moment we approach and every step thereafter, way before we enter the round pen or arena. Just like my student Angel Ben from Australia with her horse Harry, you will be able to use the 6 essential happy horse inventory tasks and the 4 key elements of genuine connections horsewomanship. Boundaries, mini and micro thresholds, the triple X relaxation strategy, and creating lightness by following and yielding a feel to 100 gram and 3 ounces instead of escalating pressure. To restart the relationship with your horse, to deepen the bond that you have together, and to help your horse feel safe, secure, and confident with you. Solving any so-called horse problems once and for all instead of yet applying another Band-Aid. If you are ready to consider the next step, I would be delighted to be your connection and confidence coach and mentor. If I offered you to stop pressure, control, and even treat-based training techniques within 10 days or less, and replace those techniques with interconnection, in the next 30 days or less, so that you and your horse can feel safe, secure, and confident together. Would you take me up on this offer? If you're interested to learn more, check out my website, www.lovepeaceunderstanding.com, and check out the three options that I have available for you to take the next step with my support and coaching. Like I always say in my mentorship group meetings, be blessed and with lots of love, because love makes everything better, including our horse-woman-ship.